In Los Angeles, I'm Kai Rizdal. November the 2nd, Thursday. Good as always to have you along, everybody. A big tax bill out today. A new guy nominated to run the Fed. It is almost more than a business journalist can handle. But duty calls, so off we go. Taxes is where we are going to start, specifically the side of the tax code that corporate America is most interested in. Among the changes the GOP has been pushing hardest on is their plan to cut the corporate tax rate from 35 to 20%. Yes, the tax code is nominally about government revenue. But as Marketplace's Adrian Hill explains to get us going, there's a whole lot more going on with the corporate rate than just a simple cost-benefit thing.
Republicans argue that businesses need a tax cut because our corporate tax rate is at least nominally way higher than most other places in the industrialized world.
The U.S.'s corporate income tax is uncompetitive on the international stage.
Nicole Kading is an economist at the right-leaning Tax Foundation.
We'll see faster economic growth, we'll see higher wage growth, and we'll see a faster pace of job creation.
And the GOP says lower corporate tax rates could also help keep companies in the U.S., stop them from relocating abroad. Other countries have also bought into these arguments.
There's kind of a race to the bottom and a global trend towards lower corporate taxes.
Ed McCaffrey is a law professor at USC.
I do think there's a good bipartisan case to be made to clean up the loopholes and the planning opportunities within the existing corporate tax and bring the rates down.
But he says the bill doesn't go far enough on the cleaning up, the loophole closing. When you shift taxes away from businesses without making big spending cuts, someone's still got to pay. Lawrence Zelenik teaches law at Duke.
It's certainly possible that the end result of this is going to be shifting the tax burden away from capital and almost entirely onto labor.
AKA most of us. He grants there could be economic arguments for reducing corporate taxes, but he says there are also practical political explanations at work here. Corporations have far more effective lobbying strategies than most of us. I'm Adrian Hill for Marketplace.